This is the WHL This Week, Playoff Edition. Presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, and Easton Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the 2016 WHL Playoffs. Ahead, we'll get you caught up in what was a busy week of happenings, including the nominees up at the WHL Awards, WHL Bantam Draft Lottery, and Tiebreaker Tuesday between Edmonton and Medicine Hat. Hear from Lethbridge Hurricanes goaltender Stuart Skinner, who made some history in the final weekend of the regular season. And the WHL and CHL Player of the Week, Tyler Soy of the Victoria Royals, will stop by. And a chat with former Kamloops Blazer Dylan Willock, who captured a national CIS hockey title in Halifax over the weekend. The Edmonton Oil Kings became the first team in WHL history to win two WHL play-in games, qualifying for the WHL's postseason. The Oil Kings and Medicine Hat Tigers met Tuesday in a one-game winner-take-all affair after being tied for the final wildcard spot in the Eastern Conference after the 72-game regular season. Legendary voice of the Tigers, Bob Ridley, had the call as the Tigers pressed for a last-second equalizer with a goaltender pulled.
And racing back after, there's Pollock backhand shot, and he missed the open net. Now it's Maddock in from the left side. He'll take a shot. He scores! Maddock puts it away here for the Edmonton Oil Kings, an empty net goal. And the Oil Kings will move on and will take on the Brandon Way Kings in the first round of the playoffs.
It was the sixth WHL tiebreaker game in history. The Oil Kings also won a tiebreaking game back in 2009 in Prince Albert.
The quest for the Ed Chenault Cup. This is the WHL This Week, Playoff Edition.
The WHL award finalists have been announced. We have nominees from both the Eastern and Western Conference. WHL Executive of the Year, the Lloyd Saunders Memorial Trophy, will be contested between Peter Anholt of the Lethbridge Hurricanes and Cameron Hope of the Victoria Royals. Dunk McCallum Memorial Trophy for WHL Coach of the Year will be between Brett Kissio of the Lethbridge Hurricanes and Dave Lowry of the Victoria Royals. WHL Most Sportsmanlike Player of the Year Award, the Brad Horning Trophy, is between Jake Bean of the Calgary Hitmen and Tyler Soy of the Victoria Royals. The WHL Rookie of the Year, the Jim Piggott Memorial Trophy, is between Noah Gregor of the Moose Jaw Warriors and Western Conference nominee Matthew Phillips of the Victoria Royals. WHL Top Goaltender, the Dale Wilson Memorial Trophy, up against Zach Sachenko of the Moose Jaw Warriors and Carter Hart of the Everett Silvertips. WHL Top Defenseman Trophy, the Bill Hunter Memorial, pits Eastern Conference nominee Ivan Provorov of the Brandon Wheat Kings up against Joe Hicketts of the Victoria Royals. And the WHL Player of the Year, the Four Broncos Memorial Trophy, is between Dryden Hunt, the Moose Jaw Warriors, and Joe Hicketts of the Victoria Royals. WHL Award Ceremony set for May 4th in Calgary. Good luck.
From the drop of the puck to the Ed Chenault Cup, this is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
The WHL Bantam Draft Lottery held this week in Calgary. WHL Vice President of Hockey Richard Dirksen conducted the lottery at WHL headquarters.
As you can see, a Kootenay Ice ball has been drawn, meaning that Kootenay will select first in the 2016 WHL Bantam Draft, which will be held here in Calgary on Thursday, May the 5th.
Kootenay Ice had a 57% chance of picking first after finishing last in the WHL's regular season standings. This after a run of 17 straight years of qualifying for the postseason. The Vancouver Giants will select second overall, Saskatoon Blades third, Swift Current fourth, Medicine Hat fifth, and the Tri-City Americans sixth in the opening round.
This is the WHL This Week, presented by the Western Hockey League.
Stuart Skinner became just the seventh goaltender in WHL history to score a goal. He did so in the final weekend of the regular season, lifting a puck into the empty net of the Medicine Hat Tigers late in the third period. A voice of the Hurricanes, Dustin Forbes, has more on the goal and the aftermath.
Can you believe the traction it's gotten? I mean, Deadspin's picked it up, TSM bar down, Sportsnet, the score, Reddit, the Facebook page on the Hurricanes website has almost 300,000 views. Just, can you put it into words?
No, not really. You know, from all this that's happening right now, that definitely gives me goosebumps, and it's just a feeling that I've never got ever in my life. Like, in my career, I've never felt like this before, and it's definitely really exciting and a feeling that I'll cherish for the rest of my life.
Like, walk us through the moment. David Quinville drives the puck around from center. You know the goalie's pulled. You come out of the net right away. Did you have designs on putting it down the ice, or is that something you decided once you got the puck?
Well, funny you say that, because after the second period, Giorgio was talking about how they might pull their goalie, so I said, as a joke, of course, like, hey, if they pull their goalie, just pass me the puck and I'll try to score. And, you know, it was chuckles then, but then it was scripted out so perfectly. You know, Schneider went out of the net, Quinville dumped it in, and I got the puck. I had lots of time, and I just had to get it over a couple guys, and, you know, I shot it. A couple bounces went my way, and it went in the net, and it was definitely an exciting moment. And how the crowd and how the fans and just how everything just reacted. It was a moment that I'll never forget, and a feeling that I'll, you know, might never happen ever again.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
Victoria Royals forward Tyler Soy finishing the season strong, scoring 5 goals in the final 3 games of the regular season, adding 4 assists as well. He's the WHL and CHL Player of the Week. Voice of the Royals, Marlon Martins, has more.
Tyler Soy, Player of the Week, the Victoria Royals. Tyler, congratulations.
Yeah, thank you very much. It's definitely a huge honor to see where the team's come from the start of the year to now. It's definitely been pretty special, and, you know, to be able to be awarded the Player of the Week is, you know, it's great for me, and, you know, it just shows how well my line mates and I have connected.
What was it about your finish right on a high note, you know, multiple goal games again?
Oh, you know, I think just sticking with, you know, how I'm trying to play all year, playing hard, competing hard, and working to get my chances, and, you know, trying to create offense for my line mates and the guys out there that I'm with every night. So, you know, got lucky a couple times, a couple nice bounces, but, you know, it'd be nice to be able to do that all the time.
Chance to reflect on the fact you set the Royals record for most goals in a season with 46?
It's definitely something nice personally, but, you know, I definitely wouldn't have been able to do it without, you know, the guys I've been playing with, like Walker and Bobolev, and, you know, the guys in the power play. So, you know, it's not just a one-man show, even though it's a individual award.
Tyler, you haven't seen the Spokane Chiefs since October. What can you remember about them, and what makes them tick?
They're a pretty balanced team. You know, they definitely got some skill up front and some experience on D, and they're a team that we can't give many opportunities to because they've got the skill and the ability to finish, so we're definitely going to have to play them hard.
When playoff hockey comes, things generally get tightened down. Physicality goes up. How is your club prepared to handle that?
Oh, well, you know, we're just going to have to build on what we've been doing all year. We've got a bit of a smaller team, so we might not be the most physical out there, but, you know, it's just what we got to deal with, you know, whether it's doing other things like taking away teams' time and space, you know, getting on the forecheck quicker, or, you know, we've definitely got some guys that can hit on the back end and a couple guys up front, but, you know, definitely our smaller guys will have to work that much harder to, you know, be able to get the puck back.
From your past playoff experience, what would you say would be the biggest keys?
You know, every shift's important. You can't take one shift off, because when a bounce or a chance goes the other way for another team, that might be it. So, you know, every shift's important, and you just got to really bear down.
And finally, Tyler, you're part of the franchise's first ever playoff series victory, and it happened against the Chiefs in Spokane.
Oh, well, you know, that was definitely a special moment to be able to get in the second round for the first time in franchise history. And, you know, that was definitely a special team. But I think, you know, our team that we've got this year is even better than that. So we've got big hopes, but we're just taking that one series at a time. So hopefully we'll have a good weekend and get off to a good start.
You're listening to the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
Former Kamloops Blazer Dylan Willick helping the University of New Brunswick capture the National CIS Men's Hockey Championship. I asked Dylan how it sounds to be called a national champion.
Oh, unbelievable. Something that you've been working for a couple of years now recently, and obviously I'm still a little bit in shock and overly excited about it all. So.
UNB Varsity Reds, your third year, and you do it in dramatic fashion, of course. What a tournament. The games are always so hard fought. We saw triple overtime. We saw double overtime. How rewarding is it to claim a national university title?
Oh, it's so rewarding. I mean, the competition's so stiff out in that 8 teams going, and, you know, every one of them was well-deserved to be there, obviously. thankfully, Saskatchewan took St. FX to double overtime the night before we played them in the final. I think we had a little bit of a more tired team thanks to, you know, Saskatchewan's hard work and tightness there.
You know, when you celebrate this, you do it with another WHL alum, and that's Cam Braze, who spent most notably his time with the Lethbridge Hurricanes. There's always a nice connection, I'm sure, with the WHL guys moving on.
Oh, yeah, no, it's been huge. He actually had left for the first half of the season there and tried to move on and play some pro hockey, but decided to come back and come for a Masters as well. So I was very thankful to have him back because it's nice to have a little taste of home. We like to joke about being from the West Coast. You know, just drinking in the fact that we have that connection that way, and it's awesome having him around.
You are taking advantage of the WHL scholarship program. You're just completing up your third year of eligibility there at UNB. Tell me about the course you're taking and life after hockey in the WHL.
Yeah, well, so I'm taking computer science out this way. I was in engineering, and unfortunately there's a lot of labs and whatnot that conflict with practice and games and whatnot, so computer science became the next option for me, and it's a lot of fun, actually. It's kind of neat to, you know, be almost using what you're learning right away, because I can sit there on my computer and make a little program to help me get through assignments or actually to do the assignments. But, you know, it's been an interesting ride all the way through it all. And the WHL, so like you mentioned, the scholarship package is a massive, massive help for it all. And WHL makes it super easy to use everything that they promised and guaranteed throughout it all. And it's been a very simple, easy process that obviously, you know, makes it so I can focus on hockey and school here.
All right. Well, great stuff, Dylan. Congratulations on your national championship title. Didn't happen for you in the WHL level, but you win it in your third year of CIS hockey. So great stuff, and always a class act, and we appreciate you joining us here, okay?
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for the call, and best of luck to you guys and best of the Kamloops Blazers.
Hey, and that's the show. Want to say special thanks to Dustin in Lethbridge as well as Marlon in Victoria for their help. Enjoy the 2016 WHL playoffs. I'm John Keane, and thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL radio broadcast partners and Eastern Hockey, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.